is the Great Shalom Broadcast, proclaiming that God wants total well-being for all children.
We thank you for the victory. We thank you, Lord, for the victory. We celebrate the victory, for the victory is in you. For how could you not be victorious? For you are the King and the Creator of all, in whom there is no wickedness. Hallelujah. And we praise you that we know the end of the story, that the kingdoms of this world will become the kingdoms of our Lord and Christ, that by your mighty arm and outstretched hand you have gotten yourself victory. So you may have created this in a word and drawn your moral laws by your finger, but it took your mighty hand and your outstretched arm to overcome the will, the contrary will of fallen angels and humans. But we say hallelujah, we are in Christ, and we receive your glory, we receive your love, we receive your victory, we receive the judgment of the white throne, such light coming out, the light of love, that everything is so bright, the brightness of your rising. Hallelujah. And we celebrate the resurrection power. Hallelujah. The resurrection power from the sinless Lamb of God who died for the sins of the whole world. Hallelujah. And we celebrate that victory in Jesus. Hallelujah. And thank you that you have shared that with us. All authority and power is given to you because you earned it through pouring out yourself in selfless love. And you have made us co-heirs and seated us together with you in heavenly places and given us all spiritual blessings and grown us up into your image that we might also represent you. Thank you for the great and marvelous high calling. And so we celebrate that you have overcome. Amen. And in you we have overcome. We thank you, Lord, that there is a difference between the oppressors and the oppressed in Goshen, and that you stand with the oppressed. We thank you that the twisting and lies of this world have become more obvious, that there is a difference between good and evil, light and darkness, and that it's becoming manifest. We pray, thank you, Lord, that your goodwill has made the sorcerers and incantators and worshippers of evil look foolish. Thank you that the idols of the idol worshippers have no power compared to the real God. The idols of wood, hay, stone, metal, paper and substitute value sets have fallen before you, who are the true light and life, the true love and the true morality. We thank you that in you is joy and peace evermore. Make a difference, O Lord. Make a difference so that our children see. And we empower us and encourage us and enliven us that we might be good testimony. Hallelujah. Testimony of love, joy, peace, and righteousness in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Make a difference, Lord. May it no longer look the other way around. We thank you for it, Lord. We thank you for wholesomeness and resurrection power. We thank you for the order of creation where the love between a man and a woman shows forth the love between Christ and the church, between God and the creation. Thank you for good and orderliness. Thank you for the protection that the man gives, and thank you for the beauty and love that the woman gives, and thank you for the fruitfulness in this order. We thank you for the boundaries of all nations. Lord, we pray that each and every nation might have good leadership so that they may all prosper, that they may all enjoy freedom and fruitfulness as they worship you. Thank you that your religion is one of freedom. It's really a relationship of Father who wishes the best for all of his children. Hallelujah. And Holy Spirit, who self-effacingly encourages and leads into truth every one of us, sheep though we may be. Thank you, Lord, that you know your sheep, and the sheep hear your voice. Thank you for leading us, guiding us, and teaching us. Thank you for the testimony of the Bible through ages and ages. Thank you that we may have the pleasure of studying it. Increase those circles around the Word of God where it is truly studied. Increase those circles where we all pray and we all hear from you. Increase those circles. Take the blinders off of eyes that would say, oh, well, this might be a nice circle for us, but it couldn't possibly suffice for our children. Well, we thank you for the many programs that you have for youth and children. But Lord, let us not be confused that our family circles cannot reach out to various generations. Hallelujah. And we pray for cross-generational witness and teaming as we gather around your word and your spirit. Thank you for signs and wonders afresh in our world. Thank you that that's not limited to one generation, not the Azusa generation, not the 40s healing revival generation, and not the 60s generation, and not only the generation coming up, but thank you that they too are receiving a great move of God in a great prayer movement. And thank you for those who are called honestly to lead them. Thank you, Lord, for all those who teach honestly and selflessly. May we honor them. May we no longer be confused by glitz and glamour and silly promises, but be impressed by the selflessness of those who, as a zero conduit, like Catherine Coleman said, oh Lord, may I be a big zero for you. Those who honestly are a conduit for word and spirit, may they be honored, may they be impressive to all of us. We thank you, Lord, for those who serve selflessly and behind the scenes. Thank you for the mothers who cook. Thank you for the mothers who wipe the tear and wipe the bums. Thank you, Lord, for all the teachers who honestly and lovingly take care of their children. Lord, raise up such. Help us to be selfless, and in so doing, be part of the ministry of Jesus and of the Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you for your kingdom that is one of service, selfless love. Thank you for all those ministries and missions to the homeless, missions to the helpless, missions to the persecuted, missions to the poor. And thank you that all of these are done in your name. Thank you for the exposing of those who would oppose such missions. Thank you for those who adopt children into their family, selflessly give love and extra love to the damaged children that they receive. And thank you for the exposing and the tearing down of those who simply out of hate of Christians would persecute them. to use the IRS to persecute them and to use the political systems to persecute them because of the love of Christ reaching out, then they would persecute those who reach out and speak bad about them. And thank you for the overturning, and thank you for those legal warriors that overturned this. Thank you for the legal warriors who overturned the persecution of Christian and Christian informed political groups. May we have courage to speak the truth in the expansion of the kingdom. Lord, we're not for one party or the other. We're for you and for your righteousness in government and for truth to be known and for all of us hearing and all of us marching forward as good citizens. Lord, may we have a government as it was originally intended by our founders, one informed by virtue and education, truthfulness and selfless service, and not of an elite class who thinks that through hate and lying they can put down the good. Thank you for turnaround, even in this last hour, turnaround in this nation. May we always be a sheep nation. Thank you for truthfulness and freedom and prosperity marching across the globe as it truly is. Thank you that this word of improvement through the nations is getting out, and we ask for a more truthful news system. We ask for a more truthful news system, but we thank you for this point in time when the logjam of information can get out. We ask that those people who share the truth with your people be protected and honored, and we pray it in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you that your will for us is that we be in health and prosper. And so we thank you for the tearing down of medical industry that kills people in order to transfer estates. We thank you for the tearing down of an allopathic monolith that will be happy to sell people into torture and death rather than countenance the truth about wellness and health. We thank you for that great turnaround as it's turning around on its hinges. Hallelujah. Thank you that the truth of your Bible, the encoding of so many things, just as Columbus knew that there was a Gulf Stream because your word talked about streams in the ocean. Thank you that we also discover the truth of health and orderliness. Thank you, Lord, for the witness of the Hutterites and Amish who have almost no mental illness in their groups because they have a social order that shows forth your love. Help us, Lord, follow their lead. Thank you for the advances of science that research and ensconce this and tear down the scientism of everybody knows that we have to have low fat diet, and so my mother cooked with chicken without oil. And we tear down the misinformation of what you can get on Google that's wrong. Lord, may more of us know what real science is and how real science and real archaeology buttress and agree with the Word of God, that nothing has been disproven from the canonical Bible. And we thank you for that. Thank you for your preserving hand in all of these ages, that the Bible is readily accessible to all people. Thank you for those martyrs who gave their life, that may be so. Particularly Wycliffe, we thank you for his witness, and thank you for the martyrs and the reformers who said, sola gratia, sola fide, sola scriptura, only grace, only faith, only scripture. Thank you for that. Thank you for so many other fathers and mothers in the faith who gave their lives and their life for following you. And thank you that we today have so many freedoms in their wake. Let us not lose our reward. Let us cling to the truth, cling to your word, cling to the Spirit courageously. Thank you for the courage of a lion, that the daughter of a lion is also a lion. Thank you, Lord, that you live within us. Give us, like symbionts, give us the ability to turn over our lives to you, that we might listen to you and be encouraged by you as you live within each of us in our spirit. And thank you that we walk together. The word comrade is very important in some places. Lord, thank you for the fact that every joint supplies in the body. Thank you for the various gifts and talents and spiritual gifts and understandings, that we might together with all the saints understand you and show forth your love as we love each other. Hallelujah. And together become courageous and bold to ensure righteousness, justice, and love. Hallelujah. And thank you that righteousness and justice go together. Lord, help us understand the difference between straight and wicked or twisted. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that your love is straight and straightforward. Hallelujah. Thank you for realness in our relationships. Thank you that you love, and we do not have to hide ourselves from our own flesh, but you have embraced us in our brokenness and healed us and fixed us and made us right, and are doing that to this day. We thank you that we know the end of the story. And so now, Lord, we claim, as your ambassadors, we claim healing for the broken. We claim healing for the brokenhearted. We claim liberty for the captives. We claim liberty for the captives. The breaking of bondages, of all kinds of bondages, mental strongholds, emotional strongholds, social strongholds, demonic strongholds, we put them down in Jesus' name. And anyone who would like to be free, claim this. Say, I am free because Jesus gives me liberty. In Jesus, there is liberty. Hold fast to Jesus. And we thank you for the calming of chaotic seas as we look to the lighthouse of Jesus, and the dark waves may rush about us, but as we look to the lighthouse of Jesus, our boat is calm and safe and brought to safe harbor. We thank you for it. We pray that the oaks of righteousness would once again grow up, and all the little acorns grow up strongly into oaks of righteousness. Thank you for the movements in education, the movements of homeschooling, the movements of classical education, the movements of Christian school, the movement of more and more Christian and Jewish preschools and licensed childcare centers. And we pray that the legislature hear and be wise. We pray wise legislators and good government and good counsel, that we have laws that would put down evil and raise up righteousness, laws and the striking down of laws that are made deceptively and in order to harm that which is good. We pray against the deceptive laws that are before our legislators today. May that be revealed. We pray down the deceptive words, the unmasking of deceptive words that would mobilize and weaponize well-meaning people and have them pressing their legislators over issues they don't understand and have been lied to about. We pray a turnaround in that. So may people be active but well-informed and virtuous, and no longer be tricked with twisted words. And we pray it in Christ's name. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the turnarounds that we have seen in government. We pray greater activity and greater encouragement, glory to glory, that your will of truthfulness and love and righteousness will out in our government at every level, at City Hall, in the school districts, in our state legislature, in our national legislature, and Lord, even may it be in international relations. Hallelujah. Thank you for the flourishing of Israel, a nation that some wanted to never see, a nation that some are pledged to the death to push into the sea, a nation that has been surrounded by warfare on every hand, a nation where there were machinations that people could not even come to it, to their ancestral homelands, but a nation that has, that does exist. People did come, does exist, that won the wars of aggression against it, that flourishes in every way. The desert has blossomed like a rose, and their health care, their technology, their finances have flourished in a way that blesses not only them and not only the poor people that they receive, but also their neighbors and around the world. And we thank you for those who bless Israel, who know the Abrahamic promise. Thank you for our nation. Thank you for leadership here that finally, after decades, did what they were sworn to do in terms of representing the people, and finally followed the law and made Jerusalem, put our embassy in Jerusalem, as the legislature had voted so many decades ago. Thank you for that courage, and thank you for the blessings that have accrued. Lord, I would even thank you for the disasters that we have had. Lord, thank you for the quick outreach of so many Christian ministries whenever there has been a natural disaster. The Christian ministries have often been the first, and in Katrina, very much the first, to relieve the suffering. Thank you for that witness. But Lord, I ask that people would be brought to self-examination. Self-examination. What was it that caused this? Was there a sin element? I noticed that Buddhists can do that. When they have a tsunami, they ask, was there something that we did that opened the door? And we don't believe that you have directly caused this, but I think it's a reasonable question. Was there something that we did that opened the door? And there are answers to that. Thank you that that can be asked. Thank you that that can be asked. And we put the question to those who would shut us up. We put the question to those who shut us up. May leadership be honest and truthful with handling the name of the Lord and their finances. And may we be brought to our knees to ask, have we sinned? And may we get on our knees and repent of the sins that we as a nation have committed. Help us to repent of sex trafficking. Help us to repent of the cursing of the truth and of Israel. Repent of so many wicked things we do not need to name. But thank you that your light is dawning. Help us be children of the light, not just in the church, but in our nation. May we be a sheep nation and so be blessed of the Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that the nations of this world has become the kingdom of our Lord and Christ. Thank you that you rule, that your rule is for us. And this is why Jesus is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, because he went about doing good, relieving people of the oppression, setting them free from the oppression of the devil, healing, teaching, and eventually dying for the sins of all. Well, we receive that into our life. We say, we believe that Jesus was raised from the dead and is now Lord, and he is Lord of our lives, our life, our family's life, and the life of our sphere of influence. Raise up Christians. Raise up Christians. Raise up mothers in the homes that they receive the promises of God for their children. We receive the promises of God for our children right now. We throw down all kinds of diseases. We throw down cancer in all children. We throw down learning disabilities of all kinds. We throw down lack of success. We throw down bondages and lies. We throw down the idea that our children cannot succeed, and we receive healing, wholeness, shalom, prosperity, academic success, career success, good relations, good marriages. We receive that for our children now, and for our grandchildren, and for our great-grandchildren, and on and on. We receive the promises of God and of salvation, sozo, shalom, nothing missing, nothing broken, for our children, for the children of the people who are praying with me, for the children of those who follow this broadcast, and for the children of our church and our neighborhood and our nation and our world. We pray it in the mighty, matchless, most powerful name of Jesus. We pray for mothers in Israel to rise. We pray for the strengthening of the arm of all those mothers who have not been partnered with by fathers. We pray strengthening for them, that they, having Jesus as their perfect spouse, whether you bring them a spouse or whether you bring them supernaturally the strength of the warrior that they need, we pray strength upon them, love for them and for their children. And we pray for bands of single women who gather around the word, infused by the Spirit. We pray for bands. We pray for tribes. If the pastors in the churches won't do it, may the Spirit of God raise up and do it directly. We pray for bands of mothers in Israel so that they may have camaraderie, that they have every joint supplies, that they have mighty fighting forces for them and for their children and for the expansion of the kingdom that wishes the best for children. We pray for bands. We pray for tribes. We pray for leadership in the church to recognize this and receive the eternal ROI on it. We pray for new movements in the church. We pray for throwing off of shackles. We pray for throwing off of over concern about glitz, glamour, budgets, and boosterism. We pray for holy men of God to express the true will of God, to hear the will of God, and to come forth boldly in following the Lord, King Tsaboeth, Captain of the Lord's host. And we thank you that you have sent angels to protect us and to lead us, families, individuals, families, congregations, and governments. We thank you for it, Lord. And we thank you for the great culmination we feel that we're coming to. Lord, help us to occupy, to do business, and to occupy more and more and more until you come. May the lie be put to it that dominionism, may the lie be put to the fact, the claim that dominionism and that kingdom is about theocracy in the way that they do it. Ha! Yes, so other religions and the leftist, which is a religion, they make rules and morality that shut down people, that enslave people, that impoverish people. But the first thing is that they shame people. Thank you that your kingdom is opposite. You were not about bondage. You are not about shutting mouths, but encouraging mouths. You're not about standing up and yelling, but you're about winsome discussion. You're not about shaming, but about forgiving. You're not about hating, but you're about loving. You're not about impoverishing, but you're about prosperity. You're not about killing, but about healing and raising from the dead. Thank you, Lord, that this has become visible for those who have eyes to see and ears to hear. And may those who have eyes to see, see. And may those who have ears to hear. And may those who have mouths to speak the truth stand up and do it. Give us hearts and guts to do it. And we pray thanks to you, Lord. May all that have breath praise the name of the Lord. Thank you for your goodwill toward us. Thank you for all your many blessings, all your many benefits, and thank you that these are generationals. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, all you who have breath. Bless the Lord, all you his hosts who serve him, doing his will. Bless the Lord, all you works of his and all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God that he blesses us with breath and health and intelligence and life and ability and choice. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you have removed our transgressions from us. Thank you that you have compassion on those who fear you. Thank you that you compass us about with your spirit and your angels, that you are our vanguard and our rear guard. Thank you that you have established your throne in the heavens and your will rules over all and in all. And we claim that for we have the vision of seeing the end, even though we're not there in time and space yet. We know it's true. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed art thou, O Lord, King of the universe, who brings forth bread from the earth and wine from the vine. Oh, we praise you, Lord. We praise you and we thank you. Thank you for the blessings and the benefit of prayer. We bless you in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It's an honor to pronounce it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us for the Great Shalom broadcast with your host, Sharon Sarles. Sharon is an author, educator, minister, parent, and grandparent committed to sharing the understanding of God's love and desire that all children experience optimal well-being in this generation and the generations to come. The Great Shalom broadcast is here to bring hope, health, and healing for children and youth by inspiring, informing, equipping parents and educators. For more information on today's program or today's offer, simply log on to thegreatshalom.org or email info@greatshalom.org.